The special counsel investigating Russian meddling in last year's presidential election has obtained, through a search warrant, records of Russian-linked ads posted on Facebook, some by inauthentic profiles. That disclosure, first reported by The Wall Street Journal and CNN this weekend, follows a story published Thursday by ProPublica that revealed how Facebook advertisers could target ads specifically at anti-Semitic users. Yesterday, NewsHour Weekend's Hari Srinivasan spoke with one of the authors of that article, ProPublica reporter Julia Angwin.
Most people don't buy ads. How does ad buying work on Facebook?
So the way it works on Facebook is you go in and you say, I want to buy an ad, and they offer you all sorts of options. You can do it by age and by the city, and you could even do it by the zip code. You can type in some thoughts like, I want people who listen to Bon Jovi, or I want people who are really into nose rings, or whatever you are interested in. They will tell you how many people they think they have like that in their system.
So what did you guys do?
Somebody gave us a tip that there was a category called Jew haters. So we went in and we typed Jew hater, and they were like, cool, there's 2,200 of them you can target. And we thought, really? So we bought an ad because we thought maybe there would be an approval process, like where it wouldn't go through, but then it went through. And then we thought maybe it was a bug, so we bought another one and it went through. And then we thought maybe it was really, maybe that was crazy, so we bought a third one just to be sure which went through. And then we decided that they did have an ad category called Jew hater.
You know, there's a screen that you have on your story. As you're doing this, you see all of these other sort of almost suggested categories.
Right. So when you put in Jew space H, it suggests for you Jew hater, how to burn Jews, why Jews ruin the world. It suggested other things that were related. Their top suggestion was the Second Amendment, which would be related.
Are these phrases or categories that people have assigned to themselves, or?
Yeah, it seems as though what happened here is these were described as fields of study. And so it seems as though people had put in their profile, their field of study was these things. Everything you write in your profile, where you fill out your interests, your movies, whatever, they just automatically turn it into an ad targeting category.
You know, companies in the Silicon Valley have often said, listen, it's not our job to censor. That's not necessarily what Facebook said when you confronted them with this.
Yeah, you know, they could have actually said, look, live and let live. But they actually didn't. They took it down. They took down the categories that we mentioned, but then they actually took down all self-identified categories. So they said, you know, we need to figure out how we can sift through these to make sure there's not other stuff in there.
How is this even fixable? I mean, there's no way that humans can sit there and look at every type of ad that every company across Facebook wants to buy.
It's a big data problem for sure. But you know, what's interesting, if think about the big data problems Facebook has solved effectively. Automatic catching of every nipple, automatic photo tagging of all your friends' faces, right? So I feel like I have faith that if they tried, they could also figure out some big data algorithm solution to this one. I'm just not sure that they had tried.
Let's talk a little bit about the money at stake here. I mean, even if they shut this spigot off just for the few days or few weeks until they solve this problem, this is serious money.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook, they have the most, you know, advertising dollars of anybody in online. And that's because of this collection of all these teeny tiny micro segments. And so when you add up all their little micro segments, it's going to be significant revenues, whether it's 1% or 2% of their revenues. It's still big numbers.
Julia Angwin from ProPublica, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.